Today we're talking about multi-agent orchestration, also known as connected agents or child agents within Microsoft Copilot Studio. This is where your agents can come together and work as a team collectively for a common purpose. Now, I've been looking forward to this feature for quite some time, and it actually got announced at Microsoft Build May 19th of this year. And today, June 12th of 2025, there's actually information in the Microsoft Copilot Studio admin guide about what this feature is. This is an amazing feature, and in this video first, we're going to review some slides so that we can all better understand the details of what it is and how it works and when to use it. And then I think I have a super cool use case that everyone can use, and we're going to build it from the ground up, step by step, in Copilot Studio so that you can follow along and also use it in your environment. Today, this feature is actually in public preview, but it will be generally available soon. Now, I wanted to thank everyone for joining Collaboration Simplified. My name is Shervin Shafi, and I work at Microsoft as a Copilot Principal Technical Specialist. Let's look at some slides and later on build this together. Creating teams of agent with multi-agent orchestration. Now, before I go into the explanation of what multi-agent orchestration is, I just wanted to share with you that IDC actually projects 1 billion new logical applications being created by the year 2028, of which AI agents are a subset. So there's plenty of opportunity for people who are coming up to speed with respect to creating agents and Copilot Studio. And I just wanted to share that if anyone's kind of on the fence here, I think that this is a good time for you to also start to understand agents. I really do think this is the future. Now, when it comes to building agents, personally, I'll be focusing more on the left-hand side, which is Copilot Studio. But I just want you to know that the Copilot Studio product is known more on the low-code side. And because I'm actually not a programmer, I love Copilot Studio. It's allowed me to create lots of amazing agents. But if you're more on the pro code side, then you can also create agents using Microsoft products like Visual Studio or GitHub. So there's a lot of different tools. But the thing is that regardless of the tool that you use at Microsoft to create agents, these are all actually powered by Azure AI Foundry. Copilot Studio, Visual Studio, GitHub, Azure AI Foundry, and the Microsoft Fabric are all different tools that you can create agents with. The thing though is that, again, more on the low-code side, something like Copilot Studio is perfect for a larger audience. And by the way, we even have Agent Builder that's within Copilot for M365. So that's another tool that I've used in the past to build agents. So these are the different tools that we have. Now, regardless of the tool that you use, whether it's Studio on the left-hand side or the more pro code tools on the right-hand side, the thing is that in the center, we have different components of agents like channels, and now we have multi-agent orchestration, memory and threads, actions, knowledge, orchestrator, and foundational models. So these tools go about approaching these functions in different ways, but in the end, every agent can consist of these different components. So you'll see in this video, the agents that I have are basically using topics and connectors and actions, and we're going to be doing multi-agent orchestration, and that's all using Copilot Studio on the left-hand side. Now, here's the actual substance of this video, right? So what is multi-agent orchestration in Copilot Studio? Now, let me just kind of break this down for you over here. Basically, it allows for effective end-to-end transformation. It enables agents to talk to each other in Copilot Studio, exchanging data, collaborating on tasks, and distributing work. This is the key, right? If you have a bunch of agents that are kind of on their own, that's just the way it's traditionally been. Now you can get these agents to work together, either like in a parent-child relationship, or we have these lightweight agents that I'll show you in a second as well. The next section here is that we have cross-platform orchestration. You can connect your agents with other agents in your tenant, whether they were built in Copilot Studio, in Azure AI Foundry, or the M365 Copilot SDK or Fabric, which is awesome, right? Your agents that end up working together as a team can actually be built in different tools, and you'll see this in just a little bit. Now, the other thing is that there is the concept of agent specialization. This is basically an agent that can call on connected agents where specialized knowledge or actions are required to complete tasks within minutes, maybe even seconds. So the idea here is think about agents as people and the skill set that people have. Some people are better at a particular job function than others. So you have the concept of SMEs, right? Subject matter experts. And so you can basically build your agents to be subject matter experts in something and then use those agents within another agent for different components and just call upon them over and over again instead of recreating the wheel every single time. So there's a lot of efficiency that can be built using multi-agent orchestration. Let's look at this in a little bit more detail. Now, inside Copilot Studio, you have all these different functions that an agent can have. You have the orchestrator, you have knowledge sources, you have different tools that can consist of connectors and flows and prompts, and then you have under knowledge, you have public websites and SharePoint sites. So this is typically an agent. But the thing is that now you can actually create lightweight agents inside your agent. And when we build this together, you'll see what I mean by this. So you have the concept of these lightweight agents that you can create, but you can also have connected agents where you have an agent that's on its own or it has lightweight agents in it as well. And it also talks to connected agents that are not just built by Copilot Studio, but maybe built by the M365 Agents SDK or Azure AI Foundry or Fabric. So this is pretty awesome. And this is where you can have that parent-child relationship that you can develop over time. Now, I'll leave you with this, which basically is information for you to determine whether you should be using lightweight agents or connected agents, and it really depends. So, for example, if you're using lightweight agents, it might be because you have a single developer or you're a small team versus multiple teams or developers that manage different agents independently on the connected agent side. Or on the lightweight agents, maybe you don't need to have separate configurations, whereas connected agents can have their own dedicated settings, including authentication configurations. So just take a look at this in terms of determining when to use what, but I'll just save you the time and let you know that I'm going to be using connected agents, which is on the right-hand side on the build that we're going to be doing together. So with that, let's jump into the actual build step-by-step inside Copilot Studio, and I guarantee you're going to love it. This is really awesome. Okay, my favorite part, which is the build. I hope you enjoy this. Now, let me set this up for you. Right now, you're looking at my Copilot Studio environment, and if I select agents on the left-hand side, you'll see that I have a bunch of agents that I built over time. Now, these three over here, the Teams Technical Helper, HR Benefits Helper, and Vacation Heaven, are three that I've actually added to my user over here. So right now, I just switched over to Microsoft Teams, and then you can see on the left-hand side, I'm in this Copilot tab. And within the Copilot tab, Copilot generally looks like this, but on the right-hand side, you can see the agents that have been added to my profile. So those three I've added to my profile, and I can go ahead and select any one of them, and basically they do different things. The Teams Technical Helper is connected to our Teams Admin Guide, and it basically answers questions about Teams Premium, Microsoft Teams Room, Teams Phone. A very simple agent. I can show you how I built it as well. The HR Benefits Helper basically connects to documents that I have in a SharePoint repository and answers questions about my HR questions, like what are my medical benefits, my vacation policy, 401k, and so on. And then I have Vacation Heaven also over here. And when I select that, I can actually ask it about my vacation balance or books on vacation. And this actually has integration to ServiceNow. But You might be wondering now, okay, sure, that's great. You have these different agents, but what about multi-agent orchestration? So here's a big idea. Generally, people are thinking, look, if I add all these agents, I'm going to have agent sprawl. And at some point in time, I don't know what agent to use when, because sometimes even the functions might overlap. And why then put the onus on the end users to decide what agent to use when? Let's create a master agent. A master agent where all these other agents are basically children of this parent agent, and it decides for you what agent to use when. That's the big idea. And I'm going to go ahead and select create, and I'm going to click on new agent. And I'm just going to select create over here because, you know, we want to do some more advanced things. So let's just look at the full organization of what we can do when we're building an agent. It's going to take 1 second to populate over here. Now, what I want to mention real quick, I don't know if you have all caught this as I was sharing my screen, but what's new is right here, this agents. This didn't exist before. This is where you can add other agents or build in your lightweight agents. We're going to select edit, and we're just going to give it a name. Let's call it like master agent. Okay, I'm going to click save. And I like to always click save because sometimes it actually tries to auto save and you end up missing some information. Now I'm going to click edit again. I'm going to change the icon, and I have a pretty cool picture here that I want to use, which is here. This is our master agent. I'm going to click on save. So this is going to be the picture of the agent. And it already kind of changed it. Let's put master agent. And for the description, we'll say this agent knows about three other agents. And the description is more for other people to know what it is. It doesn't impact the way the agent works. It's the instructions that are important. So what we're going to do before we, actually, I'm going to click save again. Before we put in the instructions, I'm going to show you how to connect these agents. And it's very easy to do. So I'm going to select agents over here, but you can also scroll down over here and select add agent. Now, this is where all the magic happens, right? And you can see it's in preview at the moment, but you can either create an agent, which is that lightweight agent that we've talked about. So it just lives inside this. But what I like to do is connect to an existing agent. And so you can see there's Copilot Studio, Microsoft Fabric, Azure AI Foundry is coming soon, it's grayed out, and the 365 Agents SDK is grayed out, coming soon as well. So I'm going to go ahead and select Copilot Studio, and I'm going to go ahead and select those three. So first I want to select this Teams Technical Helper, and everything here looks good. It's just kind of grabbing the information from what the description is that it does. It's going to pass the conversation history, and it's easy as selecting this add agent at the bottom right hand side. That's all it does. It just connects this agent to that agent. And now you can see under agents, this is one of them. Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and add the other one. We're going to select Copilot Studio. I'm going to go ahead and select Vacation Heaven. And it grabs everything. And I'm going to go ahead and select add agent on the bottom over here. So that's the next one. So now there's two here in the list. I'm going to go ahead and select add agent. Again, Copilot Studio. And I'm going to select this HR benefits helper. Grabs everything. Everything looks good. It's all just default add agent. And connecting the master agent to these three agents is just as simple as that. Now we have all these three. Now with respect to anything else in terms of suggested prompts or topics, we can go ahead and edit these, but I don't really need to do anything. It's going to be a very simple agent. And here, in terms of the instructions, which we definitely need to give it, I'm going to select edit, and I'm going to say something like, you are aware of three other agents, and based on the input you receive, you decide which agent to engage. And let's just leave it at that and see what it does. Now, the thing is with your prompting and instructions is if you need to be more clear, if it doesn't function the way you expected, that's fine. You can always come in here, and I don't know if you knew about this. This is new, but you can come in here and say something like, use this agent, and then you can put slash, and then this menu comes up. Let's do that again, slash. And then you can basically go to agent over here, and then you can select this, like say Vacation Heaven, and you can say, use this agent when you get these types of questions. I don't think we need to do that. We're giving it the most simple instructions, and let's see how intelligent AI is by just basing what we expect it to do by this, okay? Now, I'm gonna go ahead and click save. And with that, the most simple master agent using multi-agent orchestration, let's go ahead and use test your agent that is on the right-hand side here. So I'm gonna go ahead and just refresh this just in case. And then let's ask it a question like the one for the Teams helper, right? So let's say something like, what type of license does Teams phone require? Let's see what happens here. Okay, so it's in progress. Let's see what happens. It went to the Teams technical helper, so it picked the right agent, and basically it came back with this response. Teams phone standard license, calling plans, all this kind of stuff, and it's using the right agent for the question that we asked. Okay, so that's good. Now let's ask it a benefits question. What are my 401k benefits? Let's see what it does here. Look, it went to the HR benefits helper, and now it's checking the knowledge sources for the HR benefits helper. There was five of them in a SharePoint site. And then it went to the right one, the 401k benefits. And then here it is. 401k benefits, contribution limit, this and that, all of that good stuff is there. Okay. And now let's ask it about, let's look at somebody else's vacation benefit, vacation hours left. So it looks like Bob has 70 hours left. So let's go ahead and ask, how much vacation does Bob have? See what it does. It went to the Vacation Heaven. It connected to the service now. We have to connect because I just built this agent. So the first time you have to connect it. So let me do that. And I got to connect a couple of different points of this agent, and it should just be using the credentials. So this one connected, and I'm showing you all this because if this happens for you, then you know the steps to be able to connect to your agent. You know, this is kind of standard. Click submit. That looks good. Let's go back to our agent and go ahead and basically ask the same question again. How much vacation does Bob have? And before we do, let's just refresh our memory. I think the answer is 70, right? Bob has 70. So we're gonna go ahead and ask that. Click send. Processing. Boom. Bob has 70 hours of vacation left. So I think it's pretty cool, right? If you look at this, based on the questions that we asked, it knew which child agent to engage with the most simple instruction that we ever gave it, which is just that you're aware of three other agents, and based on the input you receive, you decide which agent to engage. And it did just that. We didn't need to go any further. Now, let's go a step further and publish this so that it also shows up inside Teams. And I'll just kind of round this out for you. So what I want to do is I'm going to select on this plus two over here because there's a couple of items that are not missing. And I'm going to select channels, get rid of this. I'm going to select Teams and M365. And I'm going to go ahead on the bottom right, I'm going to select add channel. And I'm going to go ahead and publish it because I actually forgot to publish it. You always have to publish your agent. So let's publish this. All right, so it was published. And then if we look over here under, I can go ahead and edit the details. And let me go ahead and select that. So this was built using Microsoft Copilot Studio, and I can go ahead and change the icon because I like that this master, this king here. And I'll put that as the icon and change the color as white, looks better. And then over here, you can select more. And I always like to make the developer Chafee Studios and then go ahead and save. You can make the developer yourself or your company. And then I'm going to click on availability options and I'm going to copy the link. And then if I go back to Teams and go to any chat, I can just go ahead and drop this link in there. And so this is the master agent. And when I select it, you can basically see that it says master agent, Chafee Studios, and select add. And this adds it to my Copilot profile inside Teams. And I can go ahead and open it. Okay, so we are in the master agent. And you can also see that basically we have those other three agents from before, as well as the master agent. And let me tell you this, I'm so confident that the master agent basically replaces all the other ones that I'm just gonna uninstall the other three agents. And I'll show you in just a second. We already saw it as a test inside Copilot Studio, but why have so many agents? That was the whole point of this, right? The whole point of it was to avoid agent sprawl. So ultimately you will end up with an agent like this in your environment, one agent to replace all the other agents. So here we are in the master agent, and we can ask it some questions that kind of similar like what we did before. We can say, tell me about my ESPP benefits. And this should go to one of those three agents and pull that information for us. So let's give it a second and see what it comes back with. All right, there it is, all about the ESPP benefits. And now we can ask it something like, what is the QZAP? And this should actually engage the Teams admin guide, that agent. Let's see what it comes back with. Okay, so it says basically the QZAP in Microsoft Teams is a solution for managing customer engagements efficiently. It offers features like call queue management and real-time metrics, historical reporting. Perfect, that's exactly what it is. And now let's say something like, I'd like to book vacation. So this should engage that vacation agent that has a ServiceNow connection. Let's see what it comes back with. How many hours do we want to book? Let's book 20 hours and let's do this for Sammy. Okay, your vacation has been booked. And so here is the ServiceNow database. And right now, Sammy has 75 hours booked. We did 20, so this should bump up to 95. And then this should come down to 105. So 95 and 105. Let's refresh this and see what happens. Boom, 95 and 105. Boom, so basically it's able to replace all three of our agents with one, getting rid of agent sprawl. This is a simple use case for multi-agent orchestration, but I hope you enjoyed this video. If you learned something and you did enjoy it, make sure you give it a thumbs up and consider sharing it with other people. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments. Let me know what you thought about the video and this feature, and I will catch you on the next one.